ABC Radio Australia.
Well, Palawan senator who's been in Australia this week says she's been buoyed by what she believes is a change in attitude to the problem of climate change. But the Cook Islands opposition leader who's also been here has been less convinced of that. Now, the two politicians were part of some 350 delegates from across the Asia Pacific region who've been in the Australian capital for the annual regional forum on issues of mutual concern. They've ranged from how to deal with terrorism in the Asia Pacific to getting a better deal for the region's women and, of course, climate change. And as they met in Canberra, not far from where some of the bushfires have been burning, the link between natural disasters and climate change wasn't far from their minds.
They cancelled some of the outdoor tours, but it's okay. I still get up in the morning and do my morning walks.
Palau Senator Geraldine Udusangbao Senior is one of those who's been in Canberra this week for what's known as APPF 28, the Asia Pacific Parliamentary Forum.
It's beautiful here in Canberra. I don't have any breathing problems.
Australia's ongoing bushfire crisis has seen smoke blanket large parts of the country, and it has left many people with health problems.
On bad days with the smoke, I've been feeling really sick, nauseous even, gagging over the sink.
Senator Sangbao says that's meant the issue and the role that a changing climate might be having on the unfolding disaster was up for discussion amongst delegates.
Some of the countries who did their presentations opened with that statement that these bushfires are a strong indication that climate change is here.
That link has been debated this summer by both regular Australians and their political leaders. And in a final resolution from this week's regional forum, the delegates agreed to recognise disasters, many of which they say are exacerbated by climate change. Senator Sangbao feels that it's part of a shift in the way that climate change is being discussed here in Australia.
The discussions have been very robust discussions about climate change. I see that the Australian government may have shifted its position on it, which makes me very happy.
The government hasn't officially changed its position, and the Prime Minister, Scott Morrison's, continued to insist that there is no need for Australia to adopt tougher emissions reduction targets. But his language this week shifted slightly.
The Cabinet and the government will continue to evolve our policies to meet our targets and to beat them.
This week, though, when he spoke with reporters, the Prime Minister was still emphasising practical measures rather than changes to Australia's emissions targets.
Layer was growing. Governments didn't focus on adaptation and resilience. They reduced the use of the relevant pollutants to zero. Can you explain why your government takes a different approach to greenhouse gases?
I'm saying all of these things are necessary. Our policy is to reduce emissions, to build resilience, and to focus on adaptation. All of these are the necessary responses to what's happening with our climate. They are not either or.
When are we going to go beyond 26% reduction to zero, though?
We will, to zero. Our policy is to meet and beat our targets.
Senator Sangbao says she can understand the PM's focus on adaptation.
It's wonderful if the big countries can reduce their emissions, but if not, we can't say, well, you know, we're going to have to not survive because they're not reducing their emissions, you know? As a country who is facing rising sea levels, we need to be able to do something to help ourselves.
But Tina Brown, who's the Cook Islands opposition leader, who's also been in Australia this week, isn't as happy with the government here and its policies.
I accept that I need to be diplomatic about this issue, but my view was that I do not believe that Australia is doing enough to mitigate the gas emissions for smaller countries like us. I represent a very small country atoll in the Cook Islands. It's only a few metres above water. Climate change might cause the island to go underwater. So there needs to be some understanding from the bigger countries as to what we face in the region.
Tina Brown and other Pacific politicians have been doing just that, delivering that message in person at this week's forum. Other than PNG, Fiji and the Federated States of Micronesia, though, most have only had observer status, meaning they haven't had voting powers.
We can make comments, but I don't know if we can really change the direction of any of the resolutions that will be passed in this forum. However, it's important to come and have a voice. We've been given an opportunity to share our stories, share the struggles that we're facing in our respective countries because of climate change. And hopefully, with those stories, people will hear it. The Australian government will hear it.